from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst is Don Eubanks, who is, amongst other things, a voice professor at Eckerd College and this year's judge for the voice category for the ArtStars Charlie Honschel Scholarship. Welcome, Don. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's let our viewers get to know you a little bit. Can you give us a brief history of Don?
Well, I have been teaching in the area for over 30 years, actually pushing 40 probably, and I've been at Eckerd College for about 13 years. I've been also teaching at the Pinellas County Center for the Arts for 33 years. So I know the area pretty well, and I've enjoyed, you know, getting to know these talented young people through competitions, but also through my teaching and through workshops. And I also do some musical directing of community theater in the area. And so it's just a great way for me to sort of stay in touch with the youth of America and hear some really great talent. And just a little background, Charlie Honschel was a friend of mine. And when we were in high school together, we did a lot of performing together at Lakewood High School in the Spartones. So we sang together and traveled together a lot. And he was just a wonderful guy. So about 12 years ago, Susanna and I figured out that it's been 12 years that I have been judging this competition in the vocal department. And so I can't believe it's been that long, but of course, when he asked me to do it, I jumped on it. And then when we lost him, this has just been such a great way for me to remember him and honor his memory every year by continuing to judge this competition. So it's very near and dear to my heart to stay involved with this.
That's great. And he was very beloved. You have a unique perspective in working at the high school level and, you know, some on the younger end of youth, and then at Eckerd, where you're seeing people, you know, kind of come out the end of that other end of that into, you know, real adulthood. What's the biggest change you see as you watch kids move from one end of the, you know, the younger end of your exposure to them to the other end at coming out of Eckerd?
I think part of it is, the high school students have this huge amount of energy and curiosity. And then as they start to move into college, they begin to be a little more focused and a little more serious and sometimes a little more tired. College life, you know, can be a little exhausting. So, but I do think the high school students have this wide openness and, like I say, this curiosity about them, and they're still trying to figure out, do I want to sing, do I want to dance, do I want to act, do I want to do them all, do I want, you know, kind of what. So they're not quite as focused, you know, but that also makes it exciting to work with them, because they are just kind of all over the place trying to figure out exactly what they want to do. And some of them do decide to go on into the arts, and some of them just have that arts background as a great discipline for them, a great hobby, and, you know, they go into medicine or whatever. But I think by the time they get into college, and especially because I'm at Eckerd, that, you know, that's a very academically driven program and very, very many science majors and that kind of thing. So very few of my students there are actually voice majors or, you know, musical theater majors. Some of them are double majors, that kind of thing. So they're very focused on their academics, and they're sort of using the arts as enrichment as opposed to their main focus. But we did just start a BFA program there in theater and musical theater. So I do think that's going to change, and we're going to start to see a lot more serious students who are choosing the arts, you know, choosing to go into the arts as a profession.
That's brilliant. That's great to have that program here locally. So
yeah, it's very exciting.
So there are a lot of, perhaps not as wide of a swath of different types of entries as there are in some of the other categories, but there are many different styles of singing. So when you're looking over applications or submissions for the scholarship that cross a wide range of styles, what's sort of that common denominator that you're really looking forward to when judging?
Well, it's interesting because there are so many elements that go into singing. I mean, from the very technical aspects, like the breathing and the placement, the focus of the tone, diction, accurate pitch, all of these things go into, you know, and then just a pleasant sound. I mean, some people are doing everything technically correctly, but maybe the timbre of their voice just isn't as attractive or whatever. So it's very subjective. And there are so many, you know, boxes to check when you're listening to that kind of thing. And my process, as far as when I first start, when I get my packet, the first thing I do is sort of like the blind audition. And I really just listen to the voice. I just listen to all the singers. And then after I've listened to them, I go back and I look at their video or whatever and kind of start to put the physical with the vocal, you know. And then after I've done that and kind of whittle it down, then I will, after I narrowed it down to maybe a few, then I will read their packets to help me make a decision based on, you know, their essays and their goals or their needs, financial needs, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's the whole process. I'm listening for beauty of tone, of course, and that. So there are a number of styles. I mean, obviously, there are some who are bringing a classical music element. Some are more interested in musical theater, so they're singing more Broadway selections, and some are doing original tunes that they've, you know, that they've written, and they're playing guitar or singing some pop songs or, you know, covering a pop song or something like that. So there are so many different genres mixed into this one category, you know, so that it's, you have to come at it, and it's difficult, but you have to come at it without a bias, because obviously I'm classically trained, and that's what I'm, you know, teaching is basic classical technique that can be used across the board for singers, depending on what styles they're interested in. So I am looking for good technique, and then also for something just being very believable, so that whatever the student is singing, they're comfortable with it, and they understand the character. If it's a foreign language, they understand the text. You know, if it's from an opera, they understand where it's coming from. So you can kind of see through that and see honesty, especially in singers this young. And if they sort of are deer in the headlights, you know they're not really connecting with their text. But you can see the ones who are completely bought in, you know, they're there, they're being honest, and they've rehearsed, and they're comfortable, and they're then bringing their art to another level. And, you know, with young singers, that can be very challenging because they're exposed to so much music and they have everything right at their fingertips. And so they're doing necessarily the research that I had to do when I was, you know, in high school or college. And so sometimes they're just listening to people and imitating, and you can sense that. But when they're really taking it on and understanding a character and understanding the style and understanding the time period, that kind of thing, that comes through in their performance. And it makes it much more enjoyable, more honest. And it's just you can see that intelligence, you know.
There's a great lesson in there for any aspiring artist listening, is to make sure it's you. It's you that you're pushing out and not copying someone else, even, you know, and be careful, because you may not, I don't think there's anybody that's intentionally trying to copy someone else, but just be careful about how much you're influenced. Just keep that in mind, that it's about you if you want to really get there. And who got there this year was Eileen Lee.
Yes.
Can you tell us why Eileen was the one for you?
Well, she was checking all the boxes. For one thing, what I loved was that she sang an Italian aria and then also sang a musical theater piece. And that showed me that she was interested in exploring all the aspects of her own voice, and that she wasn't afraid to branch out into a foreign language. And that also showed me her technique a little bit more, whereas the theater piece obviously showed me her acting a little bit more. But she came across as honest and connected, and that she really had done the work. And of course, there was a beautiful sound, and she had a lovely, just the way she used her air, her technique was good. And I've had the pleasure of seeing her perform in some shows, and I know that she just has a maturity about her that really came through in her recordings, in her videos. And I just, as I listened to her, and then I would go back and listen to another one, because, you know, you narrow it down to about two or three and you just keep going back and forth. And there was just a something very powerful in her performances that really attracted me. And of course, she had excellent pitch and good diction and, you know, like I say, all of those other little elements that we're listening for. But, you know, it's the posture and the facial expression and all of those things, as well as having good pitch and good breath management and, you know, a true placement and that kind of thing. So she just stood out. And like I say, there was a, just in her face, there was this understanding, there was this maturity, and you could see her intelligence, but it didn't get in the way of her execution, you know? So I just was, there she is. She just was a standout.
And we are fortunate to be joined by Eileen. So we'll bring her in.
There she is. Hi.
Hi. Welcome, Eileen. Congratulations on your big win.
Thanks.
And feel free to sing your answers to any of these questions. So you're headed off to Florida, University of Central Florida next year?
Yes.
That's great. Talk about the history of singing in your life and where it's come from and where you hope to go with it.
All right. So actually, I started out like performing as a dancer when I was like a toddler. Like, I started dancing when I was 3 years old, and I did it every day, every week, always at the studio, doing dance competitions, all these crazy things. And then I started doing choir in middle school, and I loved it. And then I was actually planning to go to Pinellas County Center for the Arts for dance and not musical theater. And then my choir teacher was like, you should go for musical theater and not dance. And so I did, and I started taking voice lessons. And I fell in love with it, and here I am.
That's great. And so, kind of, did the voice lessons themselves, you know, did when you were able to sort of tap into new superpowers, did that pull you more into music once you realized what you could do through those lessons, or did you have some of that beforehand too?
I mean, I had a little bit of it beforehand. I had always appreciated music, but once I kind of got to that point where I could actually do some of the things that I could hear other singers and people doing, that just made me want to work so much harder so I could do even more things and sound like all the people that I wanted to sound like.
And that's an interesting point. So Don mentioned, walking that fine line between, being heavily influenced by other singers and finding your own authentic voice that's, honest and true to you. And to some extent, we are some of our inputs. So there's always going to be that sort of a swirl of influence and then innate qualities. So, when you started to see other folks, the people that influence you the most, how do you sort of, when you compare yourself or juxtapose yourself to them, what do you see as your unique qualities?
I mean, I think everyone's unique qualities that come when they perform comes from their own life experience and their own path through life that they've taken. So I think my experiences, the places I've been, the people I've met, kind of help to shape how I perform in, what I perform.
Cool. And Don mentioned that at Eckerd, a lot of folks mix music in with other, other career paths as well. Are you hoping to make music a full-time career, or how does music exist in your future? What do you hope for?
I'm going to school for musical theater, so I've kind of thought about it like I'm gaining the skills to be a good musician, an actor, and a dancer, so I can do whatever I want with those skills, because there's so much to do in performing. Like, there's operas and musicals and films and dance concerts. Like, there's so much to do that I just kind of want to do all of it. Like, right now, at least, I can't just pick one thing. So I'm just trying to get as much knowledge as I can.
And do you think ultimately it's going to be, and I'll ask this of you, Don, as well. Do you think it's important at some point to pick one thing? Do you think it's too difficult to sort of be a generalist and that to really keep moving forward and potentially do it as a profession, that you have to end up being a specialist?
I think at some point you kind of have to hone it in a little bit so that you can make a name for yourself in the industry that you want to be known in. But I mean, there's no reason why someone should just do one thing their entire life. They should be able to branch out and try this thing in 20 years if they feel like it, and this thing in 30 years.
In musical theater, we talk about someone being a triple threat, and truly Eileen is exactly that. And so because of that, and because her background was more, initially in dance, she already has branched out. You know what I mean? She started thinking she was just going to dance, and then she added the music element, and then she added the theatrical element. And so in a way, when you're doing musical theater, you're doing three in one. But there may come a day where she ends up doing something with a dance company, because as we grow and mature and move and, meet new people and network and that kind of thing. And Eileen, I encourage you to just be aware, and I know you will be, of your surroundings, of the people that are coming in contact with you, because doors start to open. And sometimes it's not anything you thought you would ever do. I never thought I would teach when I was your age. I was like, nope. Not teaching. I want to be on the stage. And the next thing I knew, it was like I couldn't deny it. Doors just kept opening and opening for education, teaching. And so here I am, 30-something years later, still teaching, but able to still perform as well. So just finding that balance. So I think that as you pursue the arts, you just do. You meet so many people and you come in contact with so many other opportunities. You might end up speaking somewhere, where your theater training comes in. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I can totally see you on the stage doing this whole thing for real. But a door may open, you may take a little break and try something else and come back, you know, who knows? But I think as long as you just stay focused, keep putting in your time like you do, because you're excellent at that. And I think you'll be amazed at the windows and doors that will just start opening. And as long as you're alert and prepared to walk through those doors when they open, then I think you're just going to have a very enriching life.
I think that's great. I think that's great advice for anybody. The only thing I would add to it is make sure that the doors you walk through all lead you back to St. Pete in Tampa Bay, because we need your talent here. Don't go anywhere else.
That's right. You have to stay here.
Congratulations again on the win. You performed for the virtual version of the event, and we'll be broadcasting that in next week. And so we'll get a chance to enjoy your performance and hear your voice then and celebrate your win once again. Appreciate you joining us, and thank you, Dawn, as well. And congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you.
Congrats, Eileen. Proud of you.
From stpetecatalyst.com.